Monday is the first installment of our series examining the upcoming vote on a bond for the Boise School District. The $172 million bond will not only fund improvements at schools across the district, but cover the costs of completely starting from scratch at several facilities. Six elementary schools are slated to be demolished and rebuilt with bond funding. Matt Gillum wanted to see firsthand some of the problems school officials think are worth a teardown.
The front door of Amity Elementary doesn't sound too good. Once inside the building, there's no front office to greet you. If you visit at midday, the first thing you'll find is a cafeteria filled with hungry kids plowing through lunch. Located in South Boise, Amity was something of an architectural wonder when it was built in 1978. It has clusters of classrooms with retractable walls that were on the cutting edge of education theory, circa 1980.
The school's really a big circle. In the interior of the circle, we've got the library and offices and bathrooms, and then the outer perimeter is filled with classrooms.
Robin Rausch is an educator and a parent of a third grader at Amity. There's also another defining feature of the school.
We are called the Groundhogs. I don't know if you observe when you came in to the school, but we are buried under a mound of dirt, above ground school, but covered with dirt.
Revolutionary for its time, the building's earthen roof was touted as being environmentally friendly, good insulation, and was featured in Time magazine. Kids make their way from classroom to classroom and out to recess as Rausch leads me to the library to meet Amity Principal Valerie Uhlhorn. Arriving at the library, a problem with that earthen roof becomes clear.
It's sort of dark in here.
It is dark in here. It's very cave-like, if you will. There are not a lot of windows. If you want to look outside the building and see what's happening, you're going to have to go into a classroom and look out a window. That is the downside, I would say, of Amity Elementary, is you do not get a lot of vitamin D.
Sure, there may not be a lot of natural light, but is that grounds to demolish a building providing classes to some 600 students? We head outside and Uhlhorn's walkie-talkie comes to life as we climb narrow stairs up to the grassy roof of the building.
Okay, so this is probably my least favorite location in the building, out of the building, part of the building. When it rains or snows, it instantly leaks around the whole entire building. So we have buckets that are actually inside of our ceilings to catch the moisture as it falls.
Between wedge-shaped classrooms, an HVAC system that's always gently roaring, and leaks that have persisted since day one, Uhlhorn says the building's once groundbreaking design is more liability than asset.
Unfortunately, as time has gone on, we've learned that the architectural structure of this building is not sufficient for what we're trying to convey in this community.
Should the school bond pass, Amity would get $13.8 million to tear down the sod roof structure and start over on the 15-acre site. Amity isn't the only teardown. Six schools in total would be completely rebuilt should the bond pass. Across town, another school slated for a wrecking ball and rebuild is Highlands Elementary. Constructed in 1962, the brick school is a product of its era with a flat roof, lots of windows, and some fantastic multicolored floor tiles. After meeting at the front office, Highlands Principal Kristen Dusky heads outside to the back of the school to show me what frustrates her most about the mid-century facility. We watch students go from the main building to portable classrooms.
I think we make sure that we take every precaution. I mean, these kids don't go on their own. The teachers are excellent at making sure they are practicing our procedures on how to travel safely between the building and the classrooms that they need to get to. Head counts are done before they ever come back into the building, and she's got her eyes on them all times.
Portable classrooms are used at 12 of the Boise District's 32 elementary schools. Space is the biggest problem at Highlands, namely, there's not enough of it. After watching the kids file out to the portable classrooms, we go back inside. Walking through one of the school's hallways, Dusky points out one of the most charming features of the building.
We have these fabulous windows from the hallway into the tops of the classrooms, but you'll notice we don't have storage space. So the top of the cabinets becomes storage area. Doesn't look great, but we make do with our space and we get creative.
Hallways at Highlands have a lot of uses. One is not only an art class prep area, but also the home of many big musical instruments used in the school's band when they're not in action. The school's performance space serves triple duty and is referred to as the Cafe Gymatorium. While the retro building, with its abundant windows and fun floor tiles, has character, it's clear Highlands has outgrown it. Principal Dusky says the legacy of the school will remain no matter where it's housed.
The culture and the climate, the traditions that have been built at Highlands, way back when, those go with us. And that's what I've been talking to the kids and the staff about. It's still Highlands.
Along with Highlands and Amity, Pierce Park, Mountain View and Valley View, and Whittier Elementary will all be rebuilt. Of the $172 million bond, just shy of $72 million will go to these six schools.
That's Matt Gillum reporting for KBSX News. Join us Tuesday for a trip to a non-traditional school as our series, Financing the Future, continues.